The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Week one NFL action. We are going to pick the games. It's that time. We're doing it again. It's the NFL picks with Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. The champion is sitting right across from me in the studio. 31-18 was your record last year, just so you know.
Oh, well, thank you for reminding me.
And then
I hadn't seen my placard from last year in a while, so it's good to hear you say that.
I came in second, thanks to Jimmy G.
Must have run out of polish. Never looked cleaner.
I was 29-20, and Ben was 25-24, so above 500.
Hey, thanks. I got that good. Going for me.
That's pretty good. Well, so here's how it works. We'll all pick the two Bay Area games, and then we'll do some wild card games after that. So let's start with the first game that's going to be happening for us. That's 49ers at Vikings, 10 a.m. on Sunday. We'll go to Brad first. Where are you going on this?
The last time the Minnesota Vikings were in the NFC Championship game was the Brett Favre, Drew Brees matchup in 2010. They followed that season up by going 6-10. Brad Childress got fired about a quarter of the way through the season. I think Frazier took over. Terry Frazier, I think, was his guy's name. I can't remember.
Leslie
Frazier, thank you, took over. It was not a good season for them. Mm-hmm. They turned around and took a dump. That's also what happened after they got blown up by the Cowboys in the late 90s. I have a feeling that the Vikings are not going to show up this year the way they showed up last year. However, that's a long trip. It's one of the loudest venues in all of the league. Mm-hmm. That defense is the same defensive coordinator. It's the same defense. They've actually gotten a little bit better. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I know there's a lot of faith in the 49er offense. I believe in them as well. I think they went all of Jimmy Garoppolo's games last year. They went over 365 yards for the first time since the Clinton administration in five consecutive games. So I think they're going to be able to put up a fight. I think this game is low-scoring just because of the venue, just because it's a road game, and the defense for the Niners is much improved. The Vikings are really good. This game's going to be like 16-10, 16-13, something like that. The Vikings are too complete. Even with a new quarterback and a new offensive coordinator, they're just too complete of a team. That's a tough matchup for week one for the Niners. I think the Vikings are going to win.
Ben?
I'm with Brad. It's going to come down to it's the home game and the noise. That venue probably challenges the Seahawks stadium. It's unbelievably loud. It's very hard to focus. And we're talking week one. That's going to be a common thread you'll see on ESPN following up all the replays, is that not everyone's in football shape and that people are still learning how to gel together. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a problem for both teams, but ultimately Minnesota is going to pull this one out.
I'm going to be a total homer.
What a surprise.
Last year I went 5-0 at the end of the season because I didn't pick against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
So I don't have any reason to do that yet until he proves me wrong or ruins my picks. I'm going to keep picking Jimmy Garoppolo. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is just for what Ben just said, but the opposite. We talked about this a long time ago, that I'm glad that the Niners are playing the Vikings week one as opposed to them being on fire in week seven or something and just steamrolling everyone.
Yeah, after that offense has had a chance to come together, right? Dalvin Cook missed most of the year last, or almost all the year last year.
I feel like it's a good week one. There's just so much optimism for everybody, and mm-hmm. anything really could happen. Maybe this is the one they can squeak out on the road.
The Niners' week one record in the last 5 or 6 years is actually pretty solid.
Pretty good, yeah. I mean, I think the only one they lost recently was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going Niners, so we'll see. All right, Monday Night Football, Rams taking on the Raiders. Ben, that's your boys.
Those are my boys.
Those are your boys.
Man, it's gonna be one hell of a game.
Barn burner.
The Raiders are still reeling from recent trades and dealing with the reality of how the defense looks. I don't think it's going to be as bad as everyone thinks it's going to be. That being said, I still feel like the Rams have put together a super team. I think Gruden's going to sling the ball a lot. I think they're going to go, and you're going to see Carr is definitely feeling better. You can see that in the preseason games. You can see Cooper's looking better. Lynch is looking leaner and a little bit meaner and still has some gas in the tank. So I think you're going to see a lot from the run game. You're going to see a lot of sling on the ball. But ultimately, I think they're going to come up short, and it's going to fall on the defense shoulders. They're still too young in that position to deal with the Rams. And I think that the Rams are going to come ahead, even though it's going to be in Oakland. And we mentioned before about how the home team makes a big difference. I just don't see it coming together for the Raiders just yet. I think give them, week 2, 3, 4, I think the defense will look a little bit better. But I think it's going to be a little too new for them. There's a lot of new additions to that team.
Mm-hmm.
And new changes, so obviously new head coach, some rookie players on the front. It's just doesn't look well. As much as I want the Raiders to win, I don't think they're going to be able to pull it out.
So not a homer. Got it.
Not a homer.
All right, Brad.
This is a cool storyline, actually, because McVay sort of grew up a Gruden guy, right? His first job was in Gruden's system. So there is a little bit of that. Unfortunately, Gruden doesn't have, you know, dynamic playmakers the way that McVay does. I think it's going to be the Todd Gurley show in this. But they also added Brandon Cooks to that offense, which is bananas. You know, I know we talked a little bit of this on the pod, but, you know, that Rams defense, we were a little concerned about them being a super team. But in that Wade Phillips system, it's a lot of one-on-one matchups. There's not a lot of scheme, really. And Aqib Talib is a great one-on-one corner. Marcus Peters is a great one-on-one one-on-one corner. Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, great one-on-one guys up front. It's going to create a real problem. Amari Cooper's history against these guys, against Talib and against Peters, is not good. I think they're going to have a real problem. I think this game, it could be a shootout. I think the Raiders put up some garbage time touchdowns to make it a little bit closer than it is, but I think the Rams just have too much talent on both sides of the ball for the Raiders at this moment, so I got to go Rams in this game.
Yep, clean sweep for the Rams. I hope the Raiders win for many reasons.
Ditto.
But that defense is on paper, you know, stacked, and the offense, like we said, can put up points, and now they are a Khalilis Mack defense, so I can't see really the Raiders stopping the Rams in this game. So,
yeah.
Rams all the way across the board. All right, we'll do our wild card picks coming up next.